City leaders here in Washington, D.C. say they want to know why the city's Water and Sewer Authority, or WASA, didn't let them know that thousands of the city's residents are using tap water with high levels of lead contamination. Lisa Nurnberger of member station WAMU reports.
Lots of residents in the nation's capital and members of Congress who oversee the city's government are irked that WASA says it's had signs of the potential problem for 2 years. WASA's own databases show some 23,000 homes in the city, many built a century ago, are at risk of lead contamination because they have lead service pipes. Routine tests of some of those homes showed no problem for years, but in 2002, lead levels spiked. Rather than telling those 23,000 residents they might have lead contamination, WASA asked them to have their water tested voluntarily, without telling them they might be at risk. One of those homeowners was Charles Eason, who spoke at a D.C. City Council hearing on the matter this week.
WASA wrote me in August of last year and asked that I participate in a water testing program. Nothing in that letter indicated previous WASA tests had detected elevated lead levels, or that WASA believed, as they apparently did, that homes such as mine with lead service lines were at an increased risk for lead contamination.
Eason says he agreed to participate and learned that his water contained more than 36 times the federal limit for lead levels. Eason said his 4-year-old grandson drinks his water all the time. In fact, about 4,000 of the 6,000 homes tested were above the federal limit for lead contamination. More than 2,000 of those houses had lead levels exceeding 50 parts per billion. The federal government requires cities to begin replacing pipes when lead levels exceed 15 parts per billion. D.C. residents first learned about the startling results from the Washington Post. Officials with WASA say they're not trying to cover anything up. Chief Engineer Michael Marcotte says the agency didn't get a handle on the extent of the problem until December, when all the data was compiled.
If we really had wished to manage the data, what we would have done is taken that report that came out in late December and buried it. And we didn't do that. We shared it with people. Frankly, we were still trying to figure out what it means to us and what we need to do moving forward.
That's not how Seema Bhatt sees it. She was WASA's water quality manager until she was fired last year. She says she started raising concerns about high lead levels long before WASA acknowledged there might be a problem.
It was just talking to a brick wall. They chastised me for aggressive and being too concerned about water quality.
Bhatt says she was fired because of speaking out. WASA says it's more complicated than that. A federal investigator has ordered Bhatt reinstated. WASA is appealing that decision. In the meantime, the D.C. City Council is setting up a task force to look into why WASA failed to fully notify the public about the problem. Concerned residents have been directed to email WASA or call its lead hotline, which, like many things in the nation's capital, can yield frustrating results.
Sorry, cannot leave a message now because this user's mailbox is full.
WASA has already begun replacing the lead pipes. And now WASA says it will contact those 23,000 homeowners who may be at risk to notify them that they have lead service lines and to offer free testing. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Nurnberger in Washington.